Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class overview. Today, we're talking about standards of performance in the service department. This is what in our early years of training we used to call what it looks like when it's right. Everybody needs to and wants to be able to do a good job. The trick is, very rarely do we tell people what doing a good job looks like. That's what this class is all about. We're going to deal with all of the metrics, all of the measurements that we use in a parts business to evaluate whether it's done well or not so well. We're looking at measures for gross profit, for instance, or discounts, for instance, or expense to sales ratio, sales per employee numbers. In the case of a service department, the labor level of redo or service warranty, labor efficiency, field truck travel recovery, shop supplies, and all the rest. In this class, we identify and isolate each of the important metrics that we can use as a standard of performance. We then look at the definitions, where the data is coming from, any formulas that need to be involved with it, everything that has to do with the calculation and presentation of a standard of performance. One of the critical elements relative to standards is they need to be communicated. We don't want to have the technicians go to work and everybody be given a gun and they entered into a room that has no lights on it and said, okay, shoot the rabbit. That's not the way things work. The technicians need to know how they're going to be measured. In fact, I would like to have the technicians be able to measure their own performance so that there's an objective way, a measurable way that we can evaluate the performance of each individual. I do not want anything to be emotional and subjective. That takes away all motivation that the employee has. I call that a demotivator. This class covers every standard of performance that the service department values and needs to control. I hope this overview has helped you understand better what this class is all about. I look forward to explaining another class to you in the near future. Mahalo.